Masechet Bava Basra, Daf Lamed Daled, 9 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, and the Gemara has been going through a series of different questions and different scenarios since Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis, and the Gemara continues with its last scenario, and scenario number 16, Ahud Amalei L'Chavrei, my boys Payara, and Reuven says to Shimon, what are you doing in my field, and why are you using my property? Amalei, and Shimon responds to Reuven, Minach Zavnes, V'achlesei Shnei Chazaka, that I bought it from you, and I already used this field for 3 years or more, and I have a Chazaka, and Isaac Chatzada the Achel Tlashni, and Reuven was able to find what witness that testified that he used the Sada for 3 years, as Savra Rabbanan Kameda Abaye Lameima, and the Rabbanan that went in front of Abaye thought to say, Hayu Naschad Rababa, that the din in this case would be similar to the halacha that we find in Benegei Naschad Rababa, and the Nemuki Yesus states that Naschad's Chatichas Kesef B'lei Tzura, that is referring to a bar of silver that didn't have any image, and the Rashbam on Daf Kuf Chof Chesam Lav states, Chatichas Kesef Rezov, that is referring to a piece of silver or gold, and as we will see in a moment, that this bar of silver did not belong to Rab Abba. Rab Abba will actually be the one that teaches us the halacha in this scenario. And the Rashbam brings down two different ways to understand what Rabbanan said to Abaya that this is similar to Naschad Rab Abba. He first explains din zed doimel or isid din shel Naschad Rab Abba, that our din is similar to the din that we find by Naschad Rab Abba. V'lo lumud Rab Abba hayitzrichen, that really they didn't have to learn anything from Rab Abba, as there is no chiddush in our case. The milsa d'pshiti sheishal makaka achu she'in lishnei. That certainly in our case, since Shimon never brought Edi Chazaka, and he wasn't able to find two Edim that were able to testify that he used this field for 3 years, then certainly Shimon has to return this field to Reuven. And Lefidus Pshat, really there was no major similarity between our case and the case of Naschad Rab Abba. And we're just bringing it for comparison purposes, but not based on any major halacha that we're learning from Naschad Rab Abba. However, the Rashbam continues, Inami, and a second Pshat in our sugya is, L'kachoyim Medamin Haidin L'Naschad Rab Abba, that in the there is a dimion between our case and the case of Naschad Rab Abba, and certainly there is no question that Shimon has to return the field to Reuven, but the question our Gemara was, would Shimon also have to return the value of the peiros that he used in the Sada, or would he not have to do so? And as we will see that from din of Naschad Rab Abba, we will learn that Shimon even has to return the peiros, and as Rashbam states, as it says, if there are edim that Shimon ate these peiros, and Rashbam explains the b'loy edim as if there wouldn't be Edim that Shimon actually ate these peiros and used the value of these peiros, then loy mahadri peiros, then Shimon would not have responsibility to return the value of the peiros, kidel el, but ufdid Rab Nachman. And just like the Rashbam explained in scenario number 14 that we had in the middle of Amid, where the Gemara brought, Ahud Amalei L'Chavri, my boys by Ara, Amalei Minoch Zavne, Ba'chate Shnei Chazaka, Ozo Isi Sadi, the Ochel Tate Shnei, and over there, Shimon only brought Edim that he actually used the kaka for 2 years, and Rab Nachman, Rab Nachman explained, Hadra Arev, Hadra Peri, then in that case, since Shimon only has Edim that testified that he used the Sada for 2 years, therefore certainly Shimon has to return the field, but not only does Shimon have to return the field, he has to return the Peris. And Rashbam explained that the only time that Rab Nachman stated Hadra Arav Hadra Peri is only of these Edim that testified that Shimon ate the Peris of this field, they also testified as to the amount of Peris that he ate and the value of what he ate, as if Shimon himself would be Moida and would have been the one that stated that I ate certain value of Peris, then certainly Shimon would not be chayiv. And as we will see, the chiddush of our Gemara is that even though there was only one aid that testified that Shimon ate the peiros of 3 years, and Shimon ate a specific amount of peiros during these 3 years, that Shimon would still be chayiv to pay for that value, even though there was only one witness that testified that Shimon ate the peiros of this kaka. And the Gemara continues, Ahu gavre the chot of Naschad mechavrei, that there was a scenario where Shimon went and grabbed a bar of silver from Reuven, and also kamed Rab Ami, and Reuven went and took Shimon to din Torah to Rab Ami. Havios Rab Abba Kameh, and Rab Abba was sitting in front of Rab Ami, and Ainin Tesis and Naflam and Dal Manav, that's Mashma from the Lashon Gemara, that Rab Abba was sitting in front of Rab Ami, and therefore it's Mashma that Rab Abba was the Talmud of Rab Ami, and Ainin Tesis who discusses this point, and Aisi Chad Sada, the Michtav Chotvim Minei, and Reuven brought one witness that testified that Shimon grabbed this bar of silver from him, and Amalei, and Shimon responded, In Chatvi, Vidi Chatvi, I agree, and I'm made to the aid that I actually grabbed this piece of silver from Reuven, however, this silver originally belonged to me, and as Rashi Masechta Shavuot states, Shalicha Tafti, Sha'ata Gazalto Mimeni, as you originally stole this piece of silver from me, and therefore I'm just taking back what was originally mine and what legitimately belongs to me. And before we continue, as Rashbam points out, that generally there are three different possibilities as to what the halacha should be, and certainly if Reuven would have to aid him, that Shimon grabbed the Nascha and grabbed this bar of silver from him, then certainly Shimon would not be believed, and certainly Shimon would have to return the bar of silver to Reuven, and as Rashbam states on Daflam That certainly been a game of metaltlin. A person can't just claim that something belongs to them by grabbing onto it. And certainly, since Reuven already has Edim, that this item belonged to him, and he was the Marakama, and he was the Muchzik, therefore, the only way that Shimon would be able to win is only if Shimon brought Edim that this item belonged to him, and the Hamad Mamad Chaskasai, as certainly we would place the money on its original Chazaka, and it belongs to Reuven. And someone that grabs this money is definitely a Gazlan Gomer. And Rashbam continues that certainly in the case where Reuven doesn't have any Edim and no one testifies that it belonged originally to Reuven and that Shimon grabbed it from Reuven, then certainly we believe Shimon. And even though Shimon claims that I grabbed it from Reuven, but the Maisi has a Migu that he could have said that it always belonged to me and he never grabbed it from Reuven. And as Rashbam states, that we see that Shimon is actually Muxik and is holding on to this bar of silver. Finally, the Rashbam states that a third scenario would be that if Reuven brought only one aide who testified that Shimon grabbed this bar of silver from Reuven, and certainly in that case, if Shimon would actually have claimed that he never grabbed it from Reuven and he wants to be machash in aide echad, then the doom would be that it would be chay of a shvua. And as long as Shimon swears that he didn't grab this item from Reuven, then certainly Shimon would be believed and Shimon would be able to keep the bar of silver. As the Torah states, l'yokum aide echad b'ish l'chol oven l'chol chatas, we learn from this pasuk that although an aide echad cannot be machay of someone to pay money, but an aide echad could be machay of someone to be machash the aide echad by making a shvua. However, in this case of Nasr Rab Abba, it's actually a fourth scenario where Reuven actually brought an aide echad that testified that Shimon grabbed this bar of silver from Reuven, and Reuven was not machash the aide, and instead Reuven actually agreed to the aide echad, and he stated that it's true that I did actually grab onto the silver bar. However, he then clarified and he said that although I grabbed it, but I grabbed what belongs to me. And since in this case Shimon was not machash the aide, therefore there's a shaila what to do in our scenario. And Amar Rab Abi, and therefore Rab Abi explains. We continue on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Heichen Daino Daino LaHaidino. That how should a judge actually judge this case? L'shalim, should we require Shimon to pay Leketrei Sadi? But there aren't two aidim that testified that Shimon actually grabbed this item, and therefore how could it be that would be mechayven to give the item back and liftrei? And if we should say that Shimon should be potter and he shouldn't have to return this, but ikachad Sada, there was already one aide that testified that Shimon grabbed this item from Reuven. And l'shtaba, if we should say that since there's an aide echad that testified that Shimon grabbed this item, therefore Shimon should be able to make a shvua and then keep this item. But ha'amah michtav chatva l'maisa Shimon was maskin, was meida that he actually grabbed this item, and therefore, as Rashbam points out, l'shtaba says shvua she'ha'id mechayvoi enu yochol. Certainly, Shimon cannot make the shvua the meida the chatav because Shimon was meida that he actually grabbed the item. Ve'id mechayvoi l'shava shloi chatav l'hachas the aid. When the Torah is mechayv Shimon to make a shvua, he has to make a shvua that actually contradicts the aid. The hachi mash makra, as this is the mashbois of the pasuk that states l'yokum eidecha be'ish l'chol oven l'chol chatas. This pasuk in Pasha Shleifton teaches us l'shal momen shu koifa ve'id mechayvoi l'yokum avol kamul l'shvua l'hachas the aid shloichotav b'momen zeh. Only shvua that Shimon could make is that he didn't grab onto this money and he didn't grab this bar of silver. But the mice in our case, he already admitted that he grabbed the bar of silver. And as Rashbam states, and since Benegia, this shvua that the Torah is mechayiv him, he's considered like a gazlan. Lamaisa, he already admitted that he grabbed this item away from Reuven, so therefore he's pasul Benegia all shvuas. The holak lameima lishtabel yidei chataf, and you can't say that Shimon should make a shvua, although I grabbed this item, but I grabbed my own item. She'ein zu shvua mutalis lav, as this is not the shvua that the Torah requires him to make. And the Rashbam continues, ulmitra b'lo klumi yafsha, and it's impossible to say that Shimon should be able to keep this bar of silver and not be chayiv to make any shvua, and we should believe Shimon based on Amigu that he could have claimed that he didn't actually grab this item and it always belonged to me. But certainly he can't make that claim because there's already a reisa in the Amigu since his aid echad that says that Shimon grabbed this item and grabbed the bar of silver. And as Rashbam says, sharehu rekeich shel migu, because this case did not fit into any of these scenarios, therefore Rab Ami did not know what to do in this scenario. And Amale Rab Abba, Rab Abba responded to Rab Ami and he gave him the following klal, that certainly in this case, since there's already one witness that testified that Shimon grabbed this bar of silver from Reuven, therefore the echad was mechayev Shimon to make a shvua, and the shvua that Shimon is obligated to make is that he didn't grab this bar of silver from Reuven, and certainly Shimon cannot make the shvua, as ultimately Shimon was already moida and admitted that he did grab this bar of silver from Reuven. Rabbi teaches us, that if someone has a responsibility to make a shvua, and he can't make that shvua, then he's obligated to to make the payment. And in this case, Shimon would have to return to borrow silver to Reuven. And how does this din of Rabbi Abba apply to our sugya? So Ayin Rashbam, Dibur Maschel, Omri Rabbi Abba, Havalei Haichotev, V'Hochinami Iklamei Makai Gavno, and therefore relevant to Cheskes Gimel Shonim, we could say a similar svara, can have a trei sadi to Ochle Shnei Chazoka, that if Shimon would bring two edim that Shimon used the sada for 3 years, Mekminu Lai B'yad Lekech, then certainly Shimon would have a right to the field, and Lekas Sadi to Ochle Shnei Chazoka, and certainly if Shimon cannot bring any edim that he used the sada for 3 years, then we would take the sada away from Shimon and we would turn it to Reuven, who's the Marakama. Certainly, Ikachat Sada the Ochle Shal Shanim Lishtabo. And if there's an Erechah that testifies that Shimon used the sada for 3 years, then certainly, since there aren't two Edim that testify that Shimon used the sada for 3 years, so Shimon cannot keep the sada. However, when the Gate appears, the Maisa, there's one Ed that testified that Shimon used the period for 3 years, and therefore Shimon should have to make a Shvuah. The Erechah the Shvuah come. The Maisa, it's impossible for Shimon to make a Shvuah that he didn't eat these peiris, as Shimon himself was moidah that he used this kaka for 3 years and that he ate these peiris. And as Rashbam says, and therefore the Rabbanan that was sitting in front of Abaya wanted to say that our sugya should be similar to the case of Nasar Ababa, and the din should be that since Shimon cannot make a shvua, therefore Shimon should have to pay for these peiris. And the Gemara continues, Amalu Abaya, so Abaya responds to these Rabbanan, me dummy, they can't compare our case to the case of Nasar Ababa, as Hassam, but again, the case of Nasar Ababa, Sadala Ruyakasi, that this Eid Echod that came and testified that Shimon grabbed this bar of silver from Reuven came to weaken and oppose Shimon. And as we know, and if there would have been a second aid that came and also testified that Shimon grabbed this bar of silver from Reuven, then certainly we would take the bar of silver away from Shimon. And therefore, in this case, Rabbi Abba's Mechadishtas, Kala Mechuyev Shvuya, Ve'eni Yochli Shavim Mishalim, and therefore, since Shimon cannot make the Shvuah, that this aid Echad was Mechayev him, and the aid was Mechayev, that he has to make a Shvuah, that he did grab onto the piece of silver, and Lemaisa Shimon himself was Moidah, that he grabbed this bar of silver, therefore, since he can't make a Shvuah, so Shimon must return the bar of silver to Reuven. And when the Hocha, in our case, where the Eid Echad came and actually was trying to support Shimon, and Lisiu Kasi, the Eid Echad testified that Shimon actually used the Sada for 3 years, and therefore was the rightful owner, as he had a Chazak of Gimel Shanim, certainly Ki Asa Achrinah Mekminulei Biyadei, and if another Eid would come and join the Eidus of the first Eid, Shimon would have to aid him that testified that he was in the Sada and he used the Sada for 3 years, and therefore he has a Chazak of 3 years, and the field will belong to Shimon, and certainly we will pass him that Shimon has right to stay in the Sada, and therefore you can't be Madam Milsa Milsa, and we can't say the same didn't apply, but again, Nasar Ababa would apply in our scenario. In our scenario, it wouldn't make sense to say the klal of Mitech She'in Yachli Shava Mishalim, and Ayin Rashbam who points out that it's not sensical to say such a svara, and the Heik Taimah Shalidei Eid Zeh Yischai Yishvuah, or Mitech She'in Yachli Shava Mishalim, Vareili Bar Luhu Erkechai, that how could it be possible that through the Eid Echad that was actually coming to help and support Shimon's claim, that will actually cause Shimon to have to pay for the usage of these payers. And although it's true, Mikol Mokum Zeh Yafsa the Kaka Shwein Le'ed Chazaka, and even though Shimon will lose the Kaka because he doesn't have two Edim that testified that they actually used the Sada for 3 years, but ultimately the Eid Echad cannot cause Shimon to have to pay for the usage of these payers. Ayin Sham. The Gemara continues, Al Yidamia Hadu Rab Abba, and if we want to compare anything to the case of Nasar Rab Abba, L'chad Sada Ul Tate Shnin Ul Peri, we could compare it to a case where Shimon claimed that he owns a Sada, and then an Eid Echad comes and says that Shimon only used the Sada for 2 years. So in that case, certainly Shimon would not have right and not be entitled to the Sada, as he doesn't have two witnesses that testify that he used the Sada for 3 years. But Lemaisa, since there's one aid that testified that he used the Sada for 2 years, so this aid is not supporting Shimon's Taina, and it's actually going against Shimon's Taina, as this aid is actually testifying that Shimon only used the Sada for 2 years, and therefore he's chayiv to pay Reuven back for the payers. And in this scenario, since originally Shimon claimed that he actually owned this kaka and he used the kaka for 3 years, so therefore Shimon is being moida to the edim that he actually ate these payers, and he's just claiming in chafi v'di chafi, although it's true that I ate these payers, but I was eating my own payers, and certainly in this case, the edim would be mechayev Shimon to make a shvua that he didn't eat these payers, and certainly Shimon cannot make that shvua, and therefore in this case, we would say that Shimon would have to pay for the payers of these 2 years. Let us see the last Rashi on the Amid, the Rashbam brings down in the case where Reuven was Tevea Shimon Va'omalei Gazalta La'arei, that you stole my land V'chata Perusei Shinusayim, and you used the land for 2 years, and therefore you owe me the value of these periods for these 2 years. V'omalei Shimon, and Shimon responds, Avantin Nalei, that you sold to me. However, let's Vesli Shimon ate Chazaka, and Shimon doesn't have any edim that he used it for 3 years, the Dina Hula Dure Ara Lamara, that certainly Shimon has to return the land to Ruvain, Mikim and Lesley Ed Chazaka, since he doesn't have Ed Chazaka, will appear Mishtavid of Bizmina Chaltino. In this case, Shimon will not have to pay the periods as long as he makes the Shvuas Hesses, will appear Mishtavid of Bizmina Chaltino, the Kaibalana Pesha also who shared there, that the Maisa Shimon was the one who was Moida that he used these periods. Therefore, if he makes a Shvuah that he actually used his periods Behetta, so certainly Shimon would not have to pay for these periods, and even though certainly Shimon has to return the land to Ruvain, Peri Loy Mahada, the Lekas Sadi, the Achla Peris, Umigu the Yachalem, Leachli Klal, Yachalame, Manami, Achli Bizvini, Bless Lele, El Shvua. Rashbam continues that this that I just mentioned is only talking about a case where Ruvain doesn't have any Edom at all, that Shimon used his periods at all, Avali Ika Sadi, the Achla Peri, Tatinstin, but certainly if Ruvain would actually have Edom, that Shimon ate these periods for 2 years, Mechavin Lele Duri, Afilu Peri, Krav Nachman, then certainly the din would be that Shimon has to pay for the value of these periods, and based on the way that the Rashbam explained the sugya on Daf Lamed Gimel Beis, that Lefi Rav Nachman, in this case, everyone would agree that Hadra Arev, Hadra Peri. However, the Rashbam continues that the case of Agamar is Ba'isi Reuven Chavtzad, the Ochel Peri Tatin Shin, that Reuven actually brought an Eid Echad that testified that Shimon ate these periods for 2 years. Rashbam points out, Chugayin Shemei Shle Ochel Ki'im Beishanim, must be talking about a case where these Edim actually testified to support Reuven and actually to go against Shimon and to weaken and oppose Shimon's claim, and they actually stated that Shimon used the Sada for 2 years and specifically stated that he didn't use the Sada for 3 years. And Amma Shimon, even though Shimon claims in Achli V'di Achli, Shimon claims Shekinisi HaKak of HaPiris, that I bought this land as well as the Piris, Ephes Lenizati Bishtari, but I didn't watch my Shtar. In this case, Hahu de Ikalad Muil de Rababa, in this case, it's comparable to the case of Nasr Rababa, that Amin and Hechel Dain and Dain Lahaidina, as he continues in the Chayvi Laduri Peri, Lekatri Sadi Rechlenu, and the Imashim de Oidi, Hatan V'Amma Didi Achli, Uchai Gavna Lekai Dolch Yuve, and Nifti Remigo, if we would say that Shimon should be potted through Remigo, Ha'ikachatzad, the Amla Dechlin, Lil Peri Tatishnin, Bein Yach Lichpa Bedivere Eid, Lishav Lishaka, and the Chai Vishvua Beid Echad, and we should be Chai Vishvua through an Eid Echad, and as we know, that since if there would be two Eidim, so it would be Mechai Vimaman, Kol Mokab Shishnai Mechai Vishvaman, Echa Mechai Vishvua, however, certainly Shimon cannot make a Shvua, as Ki Amino Neid Echad Lishvua Asi, Hechad Kakafa Bemaid Masid Chatzada, that is only when Shimon's claim actually contradicts the testimony of the Eid Echad. For example, Hasam the Mishtabed Lehoyed Varma Ulam, Aval Hachab and Arke, Sakamoided Ochel, El Toyin de Diachti, and therefore, as Rashbam continues on Daflam and Dalam days, Havalim Bechuyo Shvua, Vein Yachli Shaba, and therefore Shimon is Chayat to make a Shvua, but he can't make the Shvua, Umishalim, and therefore he would have to pay. And Ayin Rashbam on Daflam and Dalam days, who points out, although from our Gemara it seems that no one argues on Rabbi Abba, all would agree that one son is Chayat to Shvua, and Mitech Shein Yachli Shaba, Mishalim. However, the Gemara Mesech to Shvua brings down the Shitas of Rav and Shmuel, and they hold Chazar Shvua Lisinai, Van Moitz Mechaber, Oliver Raya. However, Ayin Rashbam, that he passes like Rabbi Abba, and he holds Mitech Shein Yachli Shaba, Mishalim, Ayin Sham. And we continue on Daflam and Dalam Abbeis, and the Gemara continues with the 17th case, Hahu Avra Davin Minsula Beitre, that there was a case where Reuven and Shimon were fighting over the ownership of a ship, and the Rashbam points out that this ship was in the sea, and the ship wasn't in Reuven, it was Shimon's Rishus, and neither of them had any tfisa on the ship, and the Rashbam points this out, because if either of them would have any tfisa on the ship, then potentially there would be Hamaitz Mechaber of Raya, and if both of them had tfisa on the ship, then as Tezer points out, in Diva Masra, Hu Avod Avod Mintzu, the din would be Yachleku, and Argamor will pass in Kol Dalam Gavar, and we'll get back to this Tezer a bit later, and Argamor continues, Hay Oma Didihi, Reuven said that the ship belongs to me, Hay Oma Didihi, and Shimon said that the ship belonged to me. Gemara tells us, Asu Chad Menal Lebedina, Va'oma Tafsu, Ad Maisina Sadi Didihi, and as Rashbam points out, that Reuven was concerned that maybe Shimon would go and sell the ship. Therefore, he asked Bezdin to seize the ship until he has the opportunity to go and find his Edim that will be able to testify that the ship belongs to him. And as Rashbam points out, Tafsu Penikurena, Ava Chazok Shechzba Achashi Irzalea in a Klum, however, Reuven was not concerned that maybe Shimon will go and grab onto the ship, as Lemaisa, since Bezdin already knows that neither of them was Muchzik on the ship. Therefore, by Shimon going and being Typhus the ship after the fact, that would not actually help him, the Nansadi ship, Teres Chatifa Baliyadai, as then we already have a Nansadi, and the only reason that Shimon is Muchzik and is Typhus in the ship is only because he grabbed it away from Reuven. And before we continue, let us explain that the Gemara will actually have two different Shailas. And number one, the Gemara will have a question if Bezdin will actually listen to the Baldin and seize the ship until they have the ability to Paskin. And number two, the Gemara will have a Shaila that if we actually Paskin, that Bezdin will have the right to seize the ship until Reuven has has the ability to go and find his Edim, so then we also have a second Shaila, that let's say Reuven tries to find Edim, and ultimately he doesn't prevail, and he doesn't actually find Edim, then would we say that now that we seized the ship, that now we will release it, and we will now say that the din is called on Gavar, and either Reuven and Shimon could try to grab the ship, or do we say that since Bezin already seized it, so Bezin will only release the ship if they actually have a clear din, and only if they have a clear psak, but if they don't have a clear psak, and the psak will be called on Gavar, then Bezin would not have a right to release the ship to a matzav of Koldol and Gavar. And Rashbam explains that both of these shaylas are really totally zebazah, as Lefidim and the Omer that will hold Tafsinon and we will seize the ship, they hold that you could be Mafkinon, and therefore there will be no harm, no foul, as even if Bezin will seize the ship, so if they find out that Reuven actually is the proper owner, then they'll be able to paskin and give the boat to Reuven, and if Reuven doesn't have his Edim, then they'll put it back into its original matzav, and they'll paskin Koldol and Gavar. However, according to the Manda Omer, that it ultimately will hold the Loi Mafkinon, that if Bezin seizes a ship, then they can't put it into a matzav of Koldol and Gavar. Then he also will say that originally, when we asked Bezin to seize the ship, that they will not do so, as in that manner, they may come to a situation where they won't be able to release the ship out of the seizure, and they won't be able to put it into a matzav of Koldol and Gavar. And let us now see this in the Gemara. And the Gemara asks, Tafsinon, Oloi Tafsinon, do we listen to Reuven and Bezin seizes the ship? Or do we say that Bezin will not have a right to seize the ship? And the Gemara brings a machlekes, Rav Huna Amar Tafsinon. Rav Huna says that we would be taifas the ship and we would seize the ship. And Rabbi Huda Amar Leif Tafsinon. And Rabbi Huda says we would not seize the ship. And the Gemara continued that Lemaisa Bezin seized the ship and Azov Leashach Sadi. Now Reuven went and he couldn't find Edim to testify that he was the proper owner of the ship. And at this point, Bezin wanted a paskin called Om Gova because neither of them were toughest. And therefore, Amar Lahu. So Reuven said to Bezin, Afku, I want you to release the ship from seizure, the Koldol and Gavar, and the Psak Shabi that Koldol and Gavar. The Gemara now brings a second Shaila, that now that we seize the ship, Mafkinon, Le Mafkinon, would we be able to release the ship into a matzab of Koldol and Gavar or not? And Rabbi Huda Amar Le Mafkinon, and Rabbi Huda Shitasai that stayed Le Tafsinon, he holds Le Mafkinon, and because we can't release the ship, therefore initially we shouldn't have seized the ship. And Rabbi Papa Amar Mafkinon, and Rabbi Papa says that you can release the ship even though you initially seized it. And as we explained, that since Rav Huna holds the Mafkinon, therefore Rav Huna also holds that originally Bezin could seize the ship and hold the ship in escrow until the point that Reuven could bring his raya's that he actually owned the ship. But now that ultimately Reuven failed and was not able to bring any edim that he owns the ship, the din is that Bezin will release the ship and they will say the Koldol Magavar. And as Rashbam states, Rav Huna Mitafsinon, Sphir Le Krapapada Mafkinon, Rav Yehuda Imel Leif Tafsinon, Mishum de Sphir Le Mafkinon Kitl Kameh, as since Rav Yehuda holds Le Mafkinon Meneh, therefore originally we can't seize the ship, the Hilkot Le Tafsinon, the Shema Ze'in Le Edim, that maybe Reuven actually doesn't have Edim, the Shakrinun is a liar, and we call the call Reitzel Hafsid Chaveri, and the reason why he told Bezin to seize the ship is because he just wanted to cause Shimon a great loss and make sure that neither of them gets the ship. The fear of Yehuda, the Me'achad Le Tafsinon, that after we would seize the ship, Yedehu, the Sulei Mafkinon, Reuven understood that Bezin will never release the ship from seizure and they'll hold an escrow until Shimon could bring a raya, and Reuven understood that Shimon would not be able to bring a raya. When we learned the sugya, we explained that when the Gemara stated Amalei Afku, that once Reuven wasn't able to find witnesses, then he told Bezin to release the boat from escrow and release the seizure, and we explained based on the first Pshat in Rashbam in Dibur Maskel Amalei Afku, Uchagoyin Destrami Milsa Tefsinu LaKravuna, and it's talking about a case where we passed on Kravuna and we held the boat in escrow. However, the Rashbam continues that we could even say that the second part of the Gemara is Golan L'Divrei Hakol, and Inami Sh'amru Shneim L'Bezin L'Tafsa V'Divrei Hakol, that in the Chanami we're talking about a case where Reuven and Shimon both agreed to place the ship in escrow until either of them were able to find a Raya's and find their Edim, and ultimately neither of them came with Raya's, and therefore they said to Bezin that we now want you to release it, and the din should be called on Gavar. And the Gemara brought a machlekes between Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Papa, and Rabbi Huda stayed Le Mafkinon and Rabbi Papa Amafkinon, and Rashbam explains that Rabbi Huda says Le Mafkinon Be'achashabal Mamun Yisrael Be'ad Bezin Enim Sher Lafkiron, then he can't place it in a matzav of called on Gavar, which is similar to a matzav of Hefka, El Ma'akvin Isim Mamun Ashiyedu Lemi Yeshivu. However, Bezin has to hold on to this Mamun and onto the boat until they're able to find a clear psak and be able to paskin as to who to return it to. However, Papa Mafkinon Ke'in Shematsu Metchila Shalodas Kein Tafsu, as originally when they seized the boat, that was their original intent, Shemlo Yove Edim Yachsiru, as if Edim wouldn't come, then they would return it into its original matzav, the Koldom Govar. The Gemara continues, V'hilchus Le Tafsinon V'hechid Tafsinon Le Mafkinon, that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that initially Bezin will not seize any assets, even in a situation situation where Beis Din does seize assets, then ultimately they will not release that from assets unless they have a clear psak, and they won't release it to a matzav of kol dolam gavar. I mean, the Rashbam, that what does kol dolam gavar mean? Bein b'rayis, bein b'koyach, and whichever one of these parties is stronger, and either if one of these parties has better rayis, or if one of these parties is actually stronger than the other, then that party would win. K'moshe posuk Rav Nachman Fanenu kol dolam gavar, as the Gemara will paskin at the bottom of Lavan Dalam Beis, like Rav Nachman, that in the case where there are two people that are fighting over something, and neither one has rayis, and neither one is typhus, then the din is kol dolam gavar. Let's point out the famous machlekes between Rishonim as to the din of kol dolam gavar, as the Rashbam Masechtas Baba Kama Daf Kuf Yud Zayin brings from the Ravid, the kol dolam gavar lav dinu chatuchi loylam, that the din of kol dolam gavar is not a din that's set forever. The olam hashta v'shakala olabas zim the olam ida v'shakala. As for example, if Reuven was stronger right now and he grabbed onto the boat, and then at a later point Shimon was stronger and he grabbed onto the boat, then certainly Shimon could keep the boat, and we wouldn't take the boat away from Shimon. However, the Rosh states, "Hi kol dolam gavar dinahu," that this din of kol dolam gavar is actually a psak. The chol misha gavar yadu pamishenahu shaloi. Whichever party is stronger on day one will keep the boat. The only way that the other party will be able to get the boat is only if he brings edim that prove that the boat belonged to him. However, he argues on the Rashba, the chol zman shloyavi raya, but at any time and any point that Shimon does not bring a raya, afen tigba yadai, even if Shimon is stronger than Reuven, and now he grabs the boat, we would not allow Shimon to take the boat away from Reuven. As it doesn't make sense that the Chum would paskin that Reuven and Shimon will continuously be in a fight and always be fighting with each other, and today Reuven will get it, and then Shimon, and then Reuven, etc. And he explains, El Chacham Pasku, but the Chum made a psak, called all of them gavar, that whichever one is stronger today will win the Somchwazah, and it was Samech on this, the Chum Mishadin Imoy Karv Lavi Rayas, as it makes sense that whoever is the real owner will actually bring better Rayas, but Oy Mishadin Imoy Yimsu Nafshe Laham Shaloy Biyadoy, and certainly whoever owns this item will actually be Mason Nefesh in order to keep this item, Mimash Yimsu Achaligzal, certainly the other party who's just trying to steal this item won't be Mason Nafshe as much, and therefore certainly the proper party will win, Vaoy Yoyma Ma Betza Shemsu Nafshe Vay Yoyma Lamacha Yavi Rayavitz and Miyadi, and the other party also feels that why should I be Mason Nafshe today in order to fight with this person and try to grab onto this boat or to this item, if Lamaisa I know that I really don't own this item, and therefore certainly at some point the other party will bring a raya and will bring edim, and therefore he'll anyway remove me from this property, and therefore he won't put so much koyach into it, and certainly the proper owner will win. And the Mefarshim explained that the machlekes between the Rashba and the Rosh is as to the actual din of kol dolam gavar, as the Rashba holds that where we have two parties that are fighting over an item and neither one is toughest more than the other and neither has rayas more than the other, then Beis Din misalk themselves and they say we don't want to get involved and let whichever one that is stronger win. However, this is not treated as a psak Beis Din, and therefore although today Reuven may be gaiva, however tomorrow if Shimon is gaiva, then Shimon will have a right to this item. However, the Rosh holds that the din of kol dolam gavar is a psak Beis Din, and therefore certainly we can't say that Beis Din will pass like Reuven today and then tomorrow will pass like Shimon. Certainly there must be a svara behind the psak, and therefore the Rosh explains that the svara is that the proper party will likely win. And as we mentioned, we will get back to Taisus and Ayin Rashbam Diva Maskel Hay Amad Didihu, where the Rashbam states v'leizeh muchzakim ba, that neither Reuven or Shimon were muchzik in the svina, and he explains that this must be so midloy rami lom masis in the shnayim eichsim talis, since the Gemara did not ask a stira from the Mishnah Masechtas Bava Metzia that stated zed neitel al makom shiad megas zed neitel al makom shiad megas v'lo yaminon kol dolam gavar. That Mishnah, the Mishnah did not state kol dolam gavar. Ayin Taisus Diva Maskel Hu Avra, where Taisus points out in Taima Mishnah Mishnayim eichsim metalis the Amar Berish Bava Metzia diachleiku m'fash rebein tam the eichsim shiny, that certainly when people are grabbing onto the talis, then the psak is different. The kivin sheshnei muchzakin, as since both of them are muchzik, in lo niach sheyigzal echad lechaveri, then certainly Beis Din doesn't have a right to paskin kol dolam gavar, as then it's as if Beis Din is allowing one of them to steal from the friend, the choshek hilu anu yoidin, and it's considered as if we know sheyish sheshnei chelik ba, that both of them have some sort of chelik, shekol dov sheyish lamam bechesu nishu biyaday, as certainly when someone is holding onto something, then it's a chazaka that belongs to him. However, Taisus then continues and brings from the tzba that the chelik between our Gemara and our sugya and shnei meichsin is not based on the fact that we're ichsin metalis, and the chilik is that we say yachleiku in a case where it's possible that both of them actually own it. As the Gemara actually mentions above Metzia, that's possible that both of these people picked up the talis at the same exact moment, and therefore both of them own it, and therefore the psak of yachleiku makes sense. However, in our case of the ship, kivin ikra moi, since in this case, certainly certainly they both don't own it, lo yachloiku, then certainly the din can't be yachloiku, and v'havidina kol dom gavar, ayin in taisis, and keep in mind that this shayla, if the din of kol dom gavar is a siluk, or if it's a psak, has some shaykhis to our gemara, where we have machlekes between Rav Huna and Rabbi Yehuda, if you could be tafsino, lo tafsinon, in a matzav of a kol dom gavar, as l'chayu, if the din of kol dom gavar is based on a psak bezin, then l'chayu, why shouldn't they be able to be tafsinon, and then afterwards paskin that the din is kol dom gavar, however, according to the tzad, that bezin misalik themselves, and they're actually not paskin, they're not getting involved, then l'chayu, it makes sense that bezin can't be tafsin for something, and actually see something, and then put it into a matzav of hefka, and to a matzav of kol dom gavar, and keep in mind that the Rashbam on Daf Lamed Hilman Aleph at the end of the Maskel Hassam states, Hilkach in kan lema chaluka v'shuda, then in our case we can't say the din of chaluka and shuda daina, the shem yavo edim v'yistru asadin shadono bezin, that potentially edim will come and contradict the psak din that bezin paskin, Hilkach in bezin iskaklam lodin din shaseifu lovel de'ivus, and therefore bezin doesn't want to paskin and doesn't want to put themselves into a matzav, that the end result will be that we will find out that bezin paskin wrong, el menich le'isan v'chol dom gavar at shiavo edim v'yivar adavar, and therefore bezin removes themselves from the suffix, and the din is that kol dom gavar until edim will come and be mevara who actually owns this item. Rabbi Chanan points out that it seems clear from this Rashbam as well as from Taisus on Daf Vav Amud Aleph in the sugya of Takva Kain that the din of kol dom gavar is not a psak bezin, but instead it's a siluk. Bezin is misalik themselves from this case until such time that one of the parties come up with a raya that proves who actually owns this item. Ayin Shum, and we will stop over here.